I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most biased podcast network.
Welcome to How Good's Footy, a weekly AFL podcast where we ask the most important sporting question of all. I'm Carney.
I'm Tom.
And I'm Dusha.
Boys, how good's footy?
Pretty good. Just.
So congratulations, first of all. You've both finished top four this year.
Thank you.
AFL 2020 season, against all odds, the home and away season has finished. They did it.
It's incredible.
We didn't think it would happen.
The amount
we did.
Fuck-ups along the way, though. Like, it was nearly derailed, like, repeatedly. It was like, no, we'll be okay. We'll just have no crowds there. All right. Victoria. Okay, no more games in Victoria, but it's okay. We got Sydney. Okay, no more. Everyone's on the Gold Coast.
But well done, Tom. We've done it. We've gone back to back.
We have. Top four back to back.
Yeah,
that's big. That's
we good. Finished in the exact same spot as last year. You finished a little worse off, but don't worry, mate. It's all good.
It's all right, mate. Yeah. Look, traditionally, I don't want to finish first because we established using the Luke Hodge statistic, first place doesn't necessarily win.
Rarely wins a flag.
The flag.
Yeah, suck shit, Port Adelaide.
I mean, they've got another like factor working in for them too, though, with the whole leap year round one thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Footy's biggest stat, that one.
Yeah. Yep. Especially, yep. Fuck, if it comes true, which fingers crossed it doesn't, fuck Ken Hinckley and all those Port Adelaide cunts wearing those medals. But if it does, statisticians all over the fucking planet, their dicks, their balls, their fucking assholes, fucking whatever they've got going on, all exploding.
Oh, man. I've got some good stats, too, for just around some final stats. So this is the first time in VFL AFL history where St Kilda, Richmond and Geelong are all playing in the same final series.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Wow.
That's insane. Mm. And, like, that's going back to, like, when it was a top four. So I don't know what's going on there. I personally blame Richmond and St Kilda, because Geelong are pretty consistent, you know, so.
Well, only in the last, like, 20 years. Prior to that,
we had that run in the 90s.
Yeah, unsuccessfully.
But we still made finals, is what I mean. It was sort of St Kilda in the wilderness for ages.
Didn't St Kilda make back-to-back grand finals in the 90s? Oh, no, they.
Yeah.
Prelims. You're thinking prelims.
Well, there you go. And anyway, Geelong was in that final series, so I think it's Richmond's fault.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so too.
Feels good.
Right.
Let's dive in, boys.
Let's just get into it. Chaotic last round. The top eight was decided before we got to the end of the round, but the order was not. And the last game actually could have had the potential to reorder the entire top eight, so they couldn't work on the finals fixture until Monday night, when the game has concluded, which I think that's pretty exciting.
Pretty juicy. Gil would be happy with that result. Not only did they get through the home and away season, but the final game actually mattered. Like, there was a few games like in here where, you know, teams had to win or were winning so they could be in a good position, a la a West Coast, a Geelong, Brisbane, that kind of thing. Mm. And there was a few teams playing to get in, but there was a couple of sort of absolute dead rubbers.
Adelaide versus Richmond.
Richmond had to win that.
No, because, I think the dead rubbers,
that's a good point.
Hawthorn and Gold Coast, for instance.
That's correct. Probably the only dead rubber.
Yeah.
I mean, there was one that ended up being a dead rubber, but if a different game went differently, then it would have been a fucking hot game.
Yeah.
Correct.
All right, let's jump into it. Thursday night, North Melbourne kept West Coast Eagles scoreless in the first quarter for the first time since 1999, which is when Champion Data started. North Melbourne then went on to lose that game.
What I love, boys, is it took until round 18 to probably get the worst game of football ever. This was awful. Like, North looked so good early and then just fell off a cliff, and West Coast were just, like, dying to get to the end of this game.
Yeah. Yeah, it was no good.
That's North's whole season.
Yep.
Started well and then died.
They also, after this game, so this game was finished on the Thursday. By Friday afternoon, they had delisted 11 players.
And some big... two people from their leadership team they delisted.
Yeah. And also players that they'd brought in the last, like, 2 or 3 years to, like, play a role, to, like, get them to premiership window. They've gone wholesale clear out of...
That's pretty crazy. That's, like, a quarter of their list.
Yeah.
Well, maybe more.
So hang on. gets more insane. So they've cleared out 11 players. They're also allowing Ben Brown to explore his options. So if he doesn't want to re-sign with North, they're preparing for that eventuality. They're also apparently letting Higgins explore a few different options. So I don't know where they're going to get... I know the list caps are going to change next year, but who's playing for North?
On top of that, Tom, like, you can guarantee that Pollock's getting chopped around as well.
Oh, absolutely.
The Higgins one is interesting because I can't imagine they would get much back for him. Like, do they assume that they're going to get, like, a first-round pick for Sean Higgins or something? He's probably got, like, 1 or 2 years left.
It'll be... The only club that's sniffing for Higgins is the team is Geelong, who've been after looking at Higgins for, like, 3 or 4 years. So...
yeah.
I don't know if we need him just quietly.
He'd be better than Jack Stephen, just...
well, Stephen had personally. A good... Stephen got good in, like, a big chunk of the year and then just fell off a cliff again. So I think he'll take... Stephen will be good, but I think a whole year out of football and then coming straight into a new team and COVID, I think, like, he's a gun. I think you've just got to manage his expectations. And I think Chris Scott's been pretty good with that. He's never played more than 2 or 3 games in a row. They're just letting him play, letting him train. And I reckon in a year or so, another year in the system at Geelong, he could be really good.
Yeah. Anyway, North bad. Eagles sort of just grinding it out until they get 5 or 6 or 7 players back.
Which will happen next game, apparently.
Not all of them.
No, done for the year.
Oh, is he really?
Yep.
I'd put a line through West Coast. I mean, I have already. I don't think they're going to win it.
No, they'll probably go deep in finals. And to be honest, the biggest game for West Coast will be the elimination final, where the hopes of Australia will be on their backs.
They'll win that, and then I think lose the next week.
Yeah, that's fine. They're doing their job if they get that done. That's all I could possibly ask for them. Mm-hmm. It has been kind of a massive week with clubs starting to announce delistings and people kind of, like, trade stuff is sort of starting to happen, but it started happening almost immediately before the round had even finished, which it felt sooner than usual.
I guess to get them home, honestly, like, because they're in hubs, especially teams not competing in finals, you want to get them out and get them home and let them go back to you know, their lives pretty quick.
Because another club that flushed out a bunch of players almost immediately after their game, and we'll get to them later. And one of their players also, in an exclusive news article that came out today, is getting independent medical testing for South Australian clubs.
Oof. Hey, I wonder if clubs don't want to pay as well. So the season's over. They know we're not going to continue with this player. We don't want to pay for their hotel here. Let's ship them off back to Victoria.
That actually makes sense.
Maybe, yeah. There was also a bunch of delistings for teams in the finals. Like, I know Port delisted 3 or 4 players. Yeah, just to be like, go home. You know, you're not going to get a game. Thanks for your service. Including, okay, guys, I've got another great stat. I got a lot of good stats this week. So, Wiley Buzzer was delisted by Port Adelaide. He is the 16th player in AFL history to be playing on the list of a team that won a minor premiership the year before and then being traded to a team that then won the minor premiership the following year. So, was that Geelong? Then goes to Port. However, he's the first player in history to play 0 games in both those years.
Wiley, bad luck, mate.
Sorry, Buzz.
Yeah. Do you reckon Geelong will take him back? Now he's been delisted again?
I don't think so.
Come home, Buzz.
Yeah, I mean, if they want to win the minor premiership next year, they might need him.
True, true. Hey, maybe he goes to Queensland. He's a Queensland boy, so maybe like Gold Coast or Brisbane will pick him up.
Maybe. Nah,
we'll be fine.
Yeah, I reckon you'll be okay with your forward line.
Right, so next game. And this one was big because finals are on the line and one team did the opposite of stood up, fucking fell down hard. Fuck, I don't even... shambles. Just absolute shambles.
Let's pivot away from that and go, how good is St Kilda being back in the finals?
Yeah, they've got a scary first game, but apart from that...
No. I'm back in the Saints.
Yeah, but it's scary. You'd much prefer to be playing like a...
Collingwood?
Actually, I guess if you're...
No.
If you're Saints,
if you could play anyone... I mean, yeah, Tom, probably Collingwood.
Yep.
But did you see the record for how teams have gone against other top eight teams this year? The Doggies are like 1-6 with
Jesus.
A percentage of like 60. They're horrible.
Fucking hell. I assume
the other end is Brisbane.
I was going to say, would it be you guys or Richmond would be the
top? Brisbane, Richmond, Geelong.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
If you had a beaten Collingwood, you'd probably be a bit higher, Tom.
Oh, fuck. It kills me. Anyway. Yeah.
And if you'd beaten Richmond.
Yeah.
Yeah, that hurt too.
Yeah.
I can't believe we lost to the Giants in round one.
Wasn't it a comprehensive dismantling of the Geelong Football Club?
It was a different time. Kicked, like,
it was a different time. It was a time when the Giants apparently gave a shit about football.
It looks like on the weekend they gave a shit about footy for about 10 minutes and then were just like, nah, fuck. Our coach sucks.
Doing the same thing that they got criticized for before their... look, for any listeners where this is like kind of new information, Giants used to get really like criticized for having like a really star-studded team. But they would have zero defensive efforts.
Yeah.
Like, if they didn't have the ball, no one looked interested. So a lot of the time, they'd kick really straight, and when they had the ball, they look really dangerous. But when they didn't have the ball, fuck, they were pretty much just witch's hats.
I think it's
going to
be...
Big vibes of that again.
I think it's going to be a wholesale clean out at the west of Sydney. I'll tell you what.
Essendon
when your team
could probably make room for Toby Green if he wants to come to Essendon.
He would fit.
I'd take him.
So... Like, St Kilda kicked 7-5 after half time to 4 behinds.
Yeah, that's it's a good way to not make finals. Not only do you not make finals, you don't make finals in the fucking biggest possible way. Giants, what the fuck?
It's just filth from the Giants.
Did the Giants only need one more win to have snuck in?
Well, they needed a few more results go their way, but...
That and percentage, yeah. So really, like, in the last 5 or 6 weeks of the year, I think they only won 1 or 2 games. So it was the same for Melbourne. They had the opportunity and they just cooked it.
Yeah.
Melbourne literally just had to win one more game and it was that back-to-back loss to Sydney and Freo that fucked them.
Yeah. And the thing that fucked Giants was the week before they lost in the last quarter to Melbourne.
And the week before when they got thrashed by Adelaide.
Yeah, that was a bad one.
Yeah.
Fuck the Giants. I'm sick of them. Strip them down.
Well,
Zach Williams is gone. Aiden Corr's gone. Jeremy Cameron hasn't signed yet, which is weird, really.
He's gone. Like, he's out the door.
Tom, I've heard Geelong.
Yeah, I've heard so too. We had a run at him, I think, I want to say last season, but obviously, you know, didn't have the money. But I reckon he's from Bendigo. He's a country boy. Get him down to the G-town.
I hope it's a Buddy Franklin situation where Brisbane have just had it locked away all year and it's just going to come out.
Get banned from trading for fucking 10 years because of it.
Whatever. We'll have the team.
Eddie's head just explodes.
Yeah. Good luck stopping us. Get fucked, Gil. Imagine Fagan headbutting Gil. Get out of Queensland.
Oh, that'd be so good. But good on the Saints. This is really good for them. Like, the signs have been there for, you know, a while. And this is like, I'll tell you what, Carlton... When they sacked Brett Ratten, they basically cursed their club to be doing what they're doing now. Meanwhile, he comes into the Saints, turns them around, invests in the youth, gets the message across. And yes, like, the talented players are there and they're playing a few more years. But Ratten's the magic coach, man. He's got the... I love watching him talk. He talked pre-game about his disappointment, I think, in 98. Final series. So, you know, using that as like a nice sort of galvanizing thing. Fuck, I love Ratten and I love St Kilda.
Yeah. Speaking of teams that only want to play one quarter, fucking hell. Essendon gave the biggest shit about winning this game for about a 15-minute window. stretched it out for half an hour, we would have won.
They nearly did it. They wanted to do it for Woosha, and then they shit themselves.
Well, no, I don't think they did want to do it for Woosha. That's the problem.
I don't think they like Woosha.
No, don't they hate Rutten? What if they actually loved Woosha? What if they like, do it for Woosha? And then they looked up at the coach's box and Rutten was smiling because they were winning and they went, nah, fuck this shit.
Hey, no one was smiling because we weren't winning at any point except for very briefly in the first quarter.
That'll do it.
Essendon football team is imploding and it's very upsetting.
I think this result and the way this game played out is so indicative of both teams. Like, yeah. Melbourne nearly shit the bed repeatedly. Essendon just decided to turn up for one quarter, and both teams didn't play finals.
Yeah. After both teams being highly favoured to definitely play finals. Yeah, and there was a lot of alarming stuff that came out of this game. So, Essendon have delisted 5 players. Sean McKernan is definitely the biggest one out of the lot. He struggled to get a game this year, and when he did play, he has, like, a problem that a lot of our forwards have where he's, like, very inconsistent, but the problem is when you're very inconsistent and you're already not in your best isn't a lock for the best, like, top 22.
Yep.
You're in trouble. So that sucks. When he was good, he was good. We had 2 retirements, obviously. Connor McKenna is going back to Ireland, and Tom Belchamber's retired. He's gone off to be aerodynamic in heaven.
And bit of controversy around that one, though.
Yeah, Boucher. So that apparently he was loved around the club. Everyone loved Tom Belchambers. He stood by the club during the drug saga. I loved him. Whenever he was getting around the boys, everyone lifted. The team loved him. Ben Rutten didn't play him as a farewell game, so he didn't get a farewell, like a retirement game. And apparently, a lot of players very unhappy with that decision, including Hooker and Hurley, who are very good friends with him, to the point where there's now rumours that they are going to walk away from Essendon. 2 very important aspects of our team that have played for us for 10 years. Both 1 club players, just ready to go. So yeah, fuck.
Is the player getting a medical in South Australia a very fast businessman?
No.
A very fast bleach blonde psycho man?
Yeah, it's Oratier.
Yeah.
I was going to say, Joel, I heard a thing about him today, which is that he just today became a member of a golf club in Adelaide.
He's gone.
That's the type of rumor that always starts stuff like this. Like, people are like, oh, someone's wife just got a job at a school.
Hey, no, that happened. Do you remember when Lachie Neal's wife got a job in Queensland or something like that?
Yeah.
Like 6 weeks before the decision that he was leaving.
We've lost a bunch of players. I think these trade rumors will probably settle down a little bit. Like, as in, Hooker and Hurley probably won't go anywhere.
Hurley won't. Hooker would if a club came to him. Because he got dropped. Like, he's not even... Sometimes Essendon don't even want him in the team, weirdly, this year.
Well, apparently him and Rutten just do not get on at all. And he's filthy because 3 or 4 years ago, he was offered millions to go to Freo at the end of the supplement saga. And he said, no, I'm going to stick by the Bombers. Signed a longer deal, signed a similar deal, but on a lot less money to, you know, prove he was a team man. Same with Hurley. And now
this is happening.
This is happening.
So they've proved they're a team man, and the team has been like, actually, fuck the team.
Boys, if you remember, this isn't the first thing that would have pissed them off. Do you remember when they both got kicked out of the leadership group?
Yep. That was at the start of the year, wasn't it, or last year?
It might have been 2 years ago, yeah. So I don't know. I can't see Hurley leaving, but Hooker, I think, like, if like a North Melbourne or someone was like, oh, we'll give you an extra 2 years, then he'd be like, yeah, fuck it.
Yeah. Well, that would be sad. I have a lot of players' badges, and by the end of this trade saga, I might need to buy new ones because I don't think I'll have any of the players left.
This is a rumor that I have been told several times for like the last 3 weeks, and that's that Dylan Scheel is looking to move back to New South Wales, but to Sydney Swans.
The Scheel thing is that Essendon, and now I'm playing into a part that I fucking hate. The media, since the drug saga, seems to kind of have a free pass to just say whatever they want about Essendon.
Yeah.
And it's really hard to tell sometimes what is just bullshit and what is... Because, like, and this sounds like I'm just being, like, a one-eyed supporter, but you'll notice it, like, a lot of the time. Even, like, the Connor McKenna thing. the fact that they dug their heels so hard into that, but then, like, Eddie Maguire this week was out clubbing with his daughters when he was meant to be in a hub.
Sons, doesn't have daughters.
Reconnaissance mission.
To a burlesque club. You know, wanted to doing some research to see how Victoria could reopen their strip clubs again, I suppose.
He's such a fuckwit. Oh. Eddie, just say, yeah, I was at a club. And why, like, gotta lie and be like, oh, I was compiling a research report for the Victorian government.
But even the thing where he's like, technically he can go to the club because he's not in the bubble. He's up there as a media role, so he's a member of the public. Like, yes, he can go, but he's also the president of a football club and his team are about to go into finals. And they've had so many controversies. Don't go to the club, Eddie. Don't go to the club. Yeah. Just wait 2 weeks, mate. Your team will be out of the finals, then everyone can go to the club.
Yeah. Mad Monday. First week of finals. Anyway, Sarah, with the Shield thing, apparently Shield was also really unhappy because when he signed to Essendon, the leadership group came to him and were like, we're a really tight-knit group. And then Hurley and Hooker immediately got dropped from the leadership group and Danaher was rumoured to leave and Shield was like, this club is shambles. But that is also like it's hard to tell if that actually happened.
Sliding doors, boys. St Kilda offered Shield way more money than Essendon, but he chose Essendon. Could be the Saints right now.
Could be playing finals.
But
could
this happened.
Could be playing for a great coach.
We'll see. Maybe Truck's great. Maybe Hooker and Hurley are the problem. I'm shaking my head.
I mean,
Hurley
is
Essendon.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I was literally about to say, like, it's so... Hooker is a bit of a wild card, and I can understand him bringing people the wrong way. But if there is a man more... who bleeds the sash more than Michael Hurley, then I don't know if they exist.
Yeah, well, another thing that's kind of also happening is Rotten is doing really weird stuff. Like, he played Hurley up forward for the first half of this game, which I haven't seen since, like, 2010.
Yeah, Truck's fucked.
I wonder if... I think what's happening here is Truck's a defensive coach. Truck clearly likes the younger... because he's playing, like, people like Zerk Thatcher on fucking... I can't remember who it was, but it was like one of the best forwards in the game.
I think he spent time on Hawkins, and
Hawkins! That's who I was fucking thinking of. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus. That's a man versus a boy.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
It's a man versus a baby.
Yeah.
In this case, Hawkins is a baby because he looks like a genetically modified toddler.
Yeah. Look, Essendon, there's a lot going on. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm sure that, like, once the dust settles of this.
Fingers crossed for you, Joel.
Yeah.
Good luck, mate.
Yeah, thanks. I need it because, again, we need to move on, but my club is just so fucked that it's really hard. Essendon haven't had a proper rebuild in a while.
Yeah. Arrogance.
Correct. They've just kind of churned the water a bit because Dodoro or Dodario or Dodoro is a fucking idiot. He's the worst list manager in the AFL. Sorry, Joel.
Dodo. He's fucking dodo. Make him extinct.
Get him out of here.
He's been there 20 years, haven't won a final in 15. Now I'm fired up. I hate him. Get rid of him.
Well, he plays hard ball and then doesn't go after anyone but the same players. Like, he's like, oh, we need a tough inside midfielder. No, you don't. Start looking for use those draft
forwards.
Picks. Get some forwards. Trade Joe Danaher when he was at the height of his... He still was going to get capital last year. Trade him out. Get him out of there. He clearly didn't want to be there. Get Orazio out of there last year as well.
Joe Danaher's not worth anything now. Pick 40.
Yeah, well, I think the thing with him is...
Sorry, Joel, we're kicking you while you're down.
No, it's
I'm not sorry. it's not you, mate. It's your club. Pack of cunts.
His job is very much on the line. There's been speculation that he's going to not have a job soon, too.
Good.
So that's good.
Who's he got photos of to still have a job? Like, fucking hell. He's got Woosha pissing on the side of a pub or something.
Stewie.
Yeah, that's a fish... Yeah, that's official news. We can talk about it.
Sheeds. Videos of Sheeds taking a shit.
Sheeds taking a shit on the Giants jumper or something. So if anyone's wondering what that's in regards to, Stuart, staffers for the Gold Coast Suns who weren't happy with this year leaked photos of Stewie Jew taking a piss on a building.
A video.
A video of him taking a piss. And I guess tried to use it as blackmail, but the AFL were like, we don't care. Also, what the fuck?
It was from a while ago as well, too.
Yeah, that's what I heard today. It was from 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And then it was like shared amongst a group chat, and they said that they deleted it, and then it's come up again because they got fired.
Yeah.
They leaked it to the newspaper. It's a pretty dog move.
Yeah, big dog move.
Yeah.
Let
the man piss.
Yeah. Sometimes a man's got to piss.
Sometimes a man's got to piss. Sometimes everyone, look, not even a man, everyone's got to piss.
Yeah.
Look at Stewie Jew. You know that he had 400 beers that night. Yeah. Just tell.
Leave him alone. Leave anyone alone. Once someone drinks 100 beers in a night, doesn't matter who, they are allowed to piss on the side of a building. That's the rule.
It's true.
He had 400. He could have cashed that in four times. Right. Essendon's in shambles. Hopefully by next season I'm happier because the dust has settled a bit. But also, oh yeah, what I was going to say, this is a mess, but my brain's also a mess thinking about how depressed I am because of Essendon. But yeah, with the drug supplement thing, people kind of treat that like it was a rebuild, but it wasn't because we just flooded our team with top-up players, where if you were rebuilding, we would have had draft picks, something that got taken away from us due to the supplement saga. So we haven't
really
had a
rebuild. Can always get draft picks by trading out top talent. A good list manager would be willing to sacrifice some short-term pain for some long-term gain. Look at Andy McGrath.
Yep.
Hey.
You mentioned Cale Hooker. I think you mentioned it, Tom. He had the offer from Freo. If Essendon had let him go, that would have triggered pick two. So they could have got McGrath and McCluggage. Fuck. You know what I mean?
Or McGrath and Taranto, who played together at junior level.
They sort of hedged their bets and went, I think we can do this.
Yeah, but
they
think
just
about
lingered
how many,
on.
Yeah, but Hooker, we won heaps of games off his boot.
Yeah. How many finals?
None.
See a Dodoro.
Yeah.
There's the Dodoro.
Don't let the Dodoro hit you on the ass, mate.
It's a bit of a Ross Lyon, I think. I think he likes garlic.
Oh. Yeah, look, we'll find out. Everything's fucked. Essendon are no good, and I'm upset. Right, next game. Despite potentially a fairy tale end to the season, Adelaide did lose a game.
Yep.
So after not winning for 15 games in a row, 14 games in a row, they then won 3 on the trot. Everyone was like, fuck, they've turned it on. Then they got smashed by Richmond. And, yeah.
Yep.
They're rebuilding. Next year, they'll hopefully win a couple more. Yeah. Or hopefully they'll lose more.
I think Taylor Walker became the leading goal kicker for the club.
He did. Yep. He passed Godra. 441.
Big.
Way to fuck up keeping him goalless, Richmond. God. You just continue to disappoint.
Funny. Yeah, they're no good.
Next game, I reckon. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. There's nothing else to talk about. Adelaide finished bottom of the ladder. North Melbourne are very lucky.
Mm-hmm.
next game, Brisbane. Held off Carlton. 1.
Yeah. Good work, Brisbane.
Well, yep.
Yep. Thanks. It's,
was this
it's,
another game where the weather
was all
was,
down to
like,
me.
The inside?
The weather was atrocious. Yeah. If you did not barrack for either team, I wouldn't hate you for turning the channel over. shocking weather. Brisbane did their thing that they do a lot where they just absolutely turn it on for a quarter and murder a team. And then Carlton sort of just lingered, but Brisbane were never really threatened. They just, Daniel Rich had a fucking huge game. I don't think there's anything better in footy than Daniel Rich kicking a goal on the run from outside 50.
And he did it
with
twice.
With a wet ball too. Yeah, he kicked 2 goals.
That's heavy.
Mitch Robinson kicked 2. Link McCarthy kicked 2. It was going off.
Robbo kicked 2 in a row.
Yeah, and he could have kicked 3.
Fuck.
He almost had another crack.
He was fired up. I think he was fired up because it was Cade Simpson's last game and he loves... Like, this is the thing I love about Robbo is he bleeds for Brisbane, but he also loves Carlton because they're, you know who he was and he's a big fan of Cade's, clearly. They had a big chat and a hug after the game. Mm. And I think he was like, you know what, Cady, I'm going to kick heaps of goals for you for your last game. It might be good for you, but I'm going to do it.
He was good. Robbo's just getting warmed up. Because he knows what's coming in the next game. And what's coming is a life ban for murdering Tom Lynch. if Tom Lynch plays. If he
do you
gets
reckon
up.
Tom Lynch is going to ask to sit this one out just in case?
I reckon he will. I reckon he'll be like, oh, Dimmer, my hamstring's a bit tight. Dimmer will be like, yeah, right, mate.
Yeah, okay.
Fucking dogs.
Yeah. So Robert will have to take his frustration out on someone else and just, I don't know, punch Dusty.
If Rewalt is just shitting himself, being like, please play Tom Lynch.
this game, it was Channel 7, which was annoying and just a bit of a precursor to what I'm going to have to cop during the finals, which is a bunch of fuckwit commentators who don't really know anything about Brisbane.
Yeah.
Just the usual shit. Fuck me, this Sony Bravia. Like, do you guys ever watch the post-game thing where Richo has to give out the
TV.
Fucking
yeah,
TV,
it's really
the
bad.
Best player.
It's really bad.
Jesus. They don't even try and hide the fact that they have to say the name of the TV and the brand like four times.
Yeah.
The interviews even start now with not footy chat, but just where are you going to put name brand TV? Oh, yeah, is your partner going to love name brand TV? They just keep fucking saying it.
Yeah.
Sick of it.
Who's your...
Unless you want to give me one, then go yeah. for it.
Well, I guess you got... Because in my opinion, the Saturday night commentary crew might be the worst. Because it's usually what Lingy, Richo, and Darcy, and Brayshaw.
Lingy, I'm starting to think, boys, I probably thought this for a while, he might be the worst special comments person outside of Wayne Carey.
Job Watson.
Job is so shit. Last night, he was horrible, man. Daisy Pierce, I've said this before, her and Hodgie belong on Fox because their analysis of the game is fucking great. Daisy will say something incredible. They'll all go silent because they don't know how to respond to insight. And then Job will just like be like, yeah, it's like what Daisy said. Yep. Same thing. Even like Job does it with everyone. Bruce will say a comment and then they'll throw it to Job and he'll be like, yeah, it's like what Bruce said. Yeah. He's got no original thoughts in his fucking brain.
Oh, he's got a lot of original thoughts. Unfortunately, none of them are about the game that's unfolding. Like we've discussed before, Job's strengths are before the game and after the game, when he can just make the most special of comments. Like, Job, if you're just going to be there and tell us about Cale Hooker's pet turtle that you have to look after, you can commentate every game. That's fine. Just bring that level of weirdness to the actual, like, to the game. Be like, fucking Robbo's kicked two in a row. That reminds me of that time he got two kills in a row in his esports team. And then trail off and talk about that. That's good. But also make sure, Job also, another thing with him is when he says just crazy stuff that is just so out of place, he says it with the same level of conviction of him being like, yeah, I agree with what Daisy said. Football is a game. But yeah, he's like, okay, Hooker's pet turtle. And everyone's like, what? Give him a bit of time. He could bring personality to the commentary team. Potentially, or he also might not.
Joel, he's fucking shit.
Mate. Joel, I don't want to hurt you here, mate, because I know he's a legend of the club that you love, but Job can't bring personality to the game because he doesn't have one.
Yeah, that's fair. That's big.
He's Luke Darcy, you know? And I tell you what, I've decided Luke Darcy might actually be my least favourite main commentator. Not special comments, that's Wayne Carey. But like your main commentator. Darcy doesn't know players, has zero ability to get excited, and has a cushy media job because he was... Like, boys, let's be real. If I say, like, name the three best Bulldogs players of all time, Luke Darcy's not in that three.
No way.
Nah.
Libba. Chris Grant,
Scotty West. Brad Johnson.
Yeah, here we go.
Jose Romero.
Acker.
The Bont. Ackermanis.
Tom Boyd probably has one. Fucking.
Yeah, fuck
Pickin,
yeah. Boyd did.
Bob Murphy.
Boyd did more for that footy club in one game than Luke Darcy did in like 300 games.
Yeah, look.
Undersized ruckman. He was an All-Australian, man. What a disgrace. He actually shared the MVP award one season with Michael Voss. And I just feel for Vossy having to stand next to that fucking dickhead.
Darcy. And also Darcy's other annoying thing was he was whinging about the lockdown in Melbourne. And it was like, Darcy, you're a millionaire.
Shut up, Darcy.
You have a cush. You're complaining about how hard it is. You've got two cushy jobs in the media that you got because you happened to be playing football for a bit.
Yeah, shut up, Darcy.
Terrible caller.
Luke Darcy, the Judds, they can get on a ship and I'm going to shoot it with a fucking cannon.
Yeah. I'm so glad Chris Judd doesn't do a lot of commentary because, I'd want to...
I hate looking at his head.
Yeah.
Hate him.
There's aerodynamic and then there's fucking... I don't know what I'm looking at, but it looks like if I touch it, my hand's going to sink into infinity.
Chris Judd looks like Jason Statham had a fuckload of Botox and it went bad.
Right, let's move on. Hawthorn absolutely demolished Gold Coast. Yeah, I didn't tip it. Sean said we're an idiot for not tipping it.
Oh, boys, this was the one. I highlighted this and I said...
Because of the retirements?
This is going to carry me into the top 10. Yeah, the retirements, but also Gold Coast put the flag up, mate. This is their typical bullshit. At the end of the season, they're absolutely cooked.
Yeah.
They're missing a few players.
Sexton kicked three. That's pretty good news for them.
Yeah.
But when your club kicks 8 goals and the other club kicks 17 goals, 3 goals is...
And when the other club has such a lead on in the fourth quarter that noted man of zero heart Alistair Clarkson decides to play Ben Stratton at full forward because he clearly looked at the Gold Coast Suns and went, nah, fuck them.
Yep. And Fev was probably watching at home going, you fucking dog, Clarko. Wouldn't let me kick 100, but you'll let this fuck kick one? God.
That's apparently
his second
longest
career goal.
The longest gap between first career and second career goal. It was over a decade between goals.
Yeah, good on him. And Poppy. Poppy had a good career.
Poppy had a great game. He went out today and was like, oh, I think I'm playing. Yep, that's right. It's the 2013 grand final. Here we fucking go.
So, yeah, Hawthorn. Where was this the rest of the season? Finishing 15th probably wasn't on their roadmap this year.
No.
Yeah. I still hate Clarko. Still hate him a lot.
I'm pretty sure I could be wrong. I'm pretty sure Hawthorn never played in Queensland.
Jesus.
Which seems fucking wild, but I don't think they did.
Nah,
I think they were. No, I think they were in Melbourne, and then they were in New South Wales, and then they went to Perth for the hub, and then they went and hubbed in Adelaide. I don't think they played in Queensland.
Well, they're not going to be playing in Queensland this final series either. Let me tell you that.
Nah, they did. They did. They played the Saints at Metricon.
So once. there might have been a few times.
I'm prepared to dig deep into this. I've only found one game so far, though.
Yeah, it's pretty
That's
wild.
That's pretty alarming.
Sean, I think they only played one game in Queensland, and I think it was that game against the Saints.
Yeah.
That's real weird.
So when Burgoyne comes out and says, yeah, we just didn't really like the hub lifestyle, it's like, because yours was completely different. You never got to play in sunshine.
Well, but also their hub life was really hard because they moved constantly. Like, they never got a chance to settle.
Hawthorn did cop it this year, like that email we got said. But the email went too hard, so I have to counterbalance it by saying, I hope Clarko loses his job.
Oh, Jesus. I agree wholeheartedly.
Oh.
I have the same hatred for Clarko that you have for Luke Beveridge, except I can back mine up. Every single thing he does is annoying. Where Bevo just seems like a great person all the time.
Does he, though?
Yes!
Nah, I fucking hope Ratton kills him in the finals. I hope he grabs him by the mullet and says, you fuck.
Fake dad.
You fluky fuck.
Fake dad.
Dad off. How many of the finals coaches have just got huge dad vibes? Probably all of them, because they probably all have kids.
Chris Scott's got huge, like, Surf Coast dad vibes. Like, he's a chill dad.
If he gets rid of the beard, though, he doesn't have the dad vibe anymore,
no,
Tom.
No. But he's got dad vibes right now.
Chris Fagan's got huge dad vibes, obviously.
Yep. Bevo has huge dad vibes.
So does Ratton.
Yep. So does Ratton. Boys, Ken Hinckley's got dad vibes. The fact that he gets in on the song, he's an awkward daggy dad who happens to be coaching a football team.
He's just a piece of
I
shit.
Don't, look, he's in a maybe pile for me. Dimmer doesn't have dad vibes. He's got fuckwit vibes.
Yeah. Buckley doesn't know either.
Buckley doesn't. Yeah.
Buckley's got, I don't have a premiership vibes. Should have stayed in Brisbane, you fuck.
Simpson has uncle vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like cunt uncle.
Cunkle.
Cunkle.
Yeah. Like that uncle who shot your granddad's bird. That sort of uncle.
Sean, are you telling us something? Is there something in your past you want to talk about this week, mate?
Oh, man, I thought I mentioned that before. I can tell you that off air. That's Simpson for me. He's got that. He's got Uncle Richard.
Yeah. Oh,
Uncle Dick.
Shit.
All right. Before we get too deep into the Kano family history, speaking of dead birds, Sydney Swans. Geelong themselves. Oh, and
bloody
so
hell,
did
Tom.
You, Tom.
Boys, I nearly died. I want to say a big thank you to one of you in particular, and that is Joel the Prophet Dusha, who in the fourth quarter, Paddy Dangerfield missed a goal, and I was like, fuck, we needed to kick that, I'm stressed. And the ball went down the other end, and Dusha said, just texted and went, don't worry, mate, they're going to fuck around with it in the forward line for a few minutes. You'll take it coast to coast, easiest goal. That is literally what happened. They sort of, it bobbled around in their forward line for like a good minute or so, and then it went straight down the other end. Danger kicked another goal.
Yeah.
Fuck. Tell you what, got out of jail on that one.
The prophet, yeah. Joel.
Yeah.
Jesus.
It felt good when that happened. But then I was like, Tom, you're so home here. But then Sydney came back, and then you were not home. You were...
Whew. Look, there were two things. We won this game on the back of two players. Yep. One was Paddy Dangerfield going, well, I'm not getting anything done in the midfield, so fuck you. I'm going to kick some goals, which he likes to do against Sydney.
Can I guess the other one?
Yep, go.
Albert.
Gaz
Albert.
I wasn't going to say Gaz Albert, but Gaz Albert.
Oh, how
had
could
a
you
fucking...
forget Albert, mate? He was in vintage form.
He was in vintage form, but there was only one man who saved the game with a smother.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty good. Have they done a down the ground camera, some sort of like virtual camera to see if that shot was online?
It looked like it was. Mm-hmm. The way he shapes up and looks up, Blitzovs smothers that ball, but then follows it up, picks it up, and then just boots it out of that congested. But yeah, Gaz, I'll tell you what, anyone who was worried that Gaz might be a bit rusty coming off a few weeks off, he had 16 touches, kicked a monster goal, and I think was involved in all seven of Geelong's goals.
Yeah, you wouldn't have won without him, Tom.
No, he was, God, he looked good. God, it just the little quick little hands, the delays, the little kick, that burst of speed he had where he kicked that goal from 50, he looked at Jake Lloyd, who's younger and fitter and quicker, and went, I'm really aerodynamic today, Jake. I'm sorry, bud. look, Sydney made me shit my pants. But if you think I was stressed, I don't know if you've seen this video, boys, but if you think I was stressed, have a thought for the families of the Geelong Footy Club players who were the kids and the wives and partners and everyone in the hub were watching the game on TV. 23 seconds to go. Ball is bounced in that last passage. Sydney win the clearance. Corey Enright's youngest daughter, Luna, walks up, goes over to the Foxtel set-top box that's playing it, and just changes the channel. She's had enough. She's had enough.
Get rid of it.
if you haven't seen it, it's on the Geelong Footy Club's Twitter and Instagram. It is a classic. She just turns it off, just goes up, turns it off. Everyone's losing their minds.
It's pandemonium in there.
And then they turn it back on, and there's like a 2-second delay as they're trying to work out what is the game. Oh, they've won.
They turn it back on, and I think it's like the NRL game, and they're all like, oh, what the fuck?
It's just incredible. She just walks in. You watch the footage. It is incredible. She just walks in, makes a beeline straight to that Foxtel, and is like, nah, cunts, I'm watching Bluey.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. Tom, so
yes.
Two things that... So, yeah, big Albert and Dangerfield kicking a few goals helped. Tom Papley kicking 2.5 goals also went in your favour.
He also kicked like 2 out on the full as well. So.
He was hungry to win the game. Oof. And unfortunately, or fortunately, couldn't get it done.
But look, the other good thing, fragment of this game, Tommy Hawkins won his first common medal.
That's great. Good on him.
Good on him.
He's the first person since Tony Lockett to win it once over the age of 30?
No, but he's also the first Geelong player to win it since Ablett in 95, I think.
Yeah. The oldest person to win it since 97, I think, which is when Lockett won.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. The other stat that I actually love the most about Hawkins is he's the AFL leading goal kicker. He's also the AFL leading score assist. So when you are playing as the best forward in the comp and then you're also able to get the ball to other people or be involved in other scoring chains, that's pretty fucking juicy from the big man.
He's a weapon. How many did he kick, Tom?
I kicked 2, I think. Could have kicked
for the year? Was it 42?
42.
Should have been 43, eh?
Probably.
With that shocking umpiring decision.
Look, there was a couple. Look, I wasn't going to mention this because Sydney played really well as well, but their first 3 goals came for some really shithouse decisions. You know what I'd fucking love? I'd fucking love Richmond to get pulled up for that mark infringement 50 that we copped in that first quarter. Because I tell you what, they'd give out 100 50s a game. The amount of times Richmond run past in waves to block off, like, exits is ridiculous. Tui got robbed of a mark. Roman got... There were some bad calls. But
Good news though, Tom. You won and you're finishing in the top four.
Hey, we won, we finished the top four. And you know what, boys? It's okay because technically that weekend just gone. That's prelim final weekend. So, look, we're a bit rusty. That's fair. We're out of September now. We won't have to play a final in September. So, maybe that's the trick.
Yeah. All right. So, next game. Western Bulldogs needed to win this to make finals. They did.
They did.
Good season, Freo. Well done.
Yeah. Longmire Freo could be up for coach of the year.
Nah, not quite. I don't think.
They would have needed to win a few more.
Yeah. But he had a good, he's a good start.
He's turned it around.
They got some young guns. Freo, the sun is finally shining again. The smell of garlic has faded. Yeah. It's all happening over there.
And Bevo, back in finals. Dogs looking to cause some chaos. Yeah, Libba in career best form.
Oh. Yeah, good. Good. Well done, Dogs. Happy for the Bont. Happy for Libba. Caleb Daniel. Should be in the All-Australian team. Superstar.
I'm really, really, I mean, this is unsurprising, but I'm very happy for Libba because he was really struggling for a while. Like,
yeah. You know who like, I'm a huge fan of? I love Mitch Wallace.
Oh, huh. How good is Mitch Wallace being like, guys, we don't need a tall forward because it's me.
He's a fucking jet. I keep remembering back to how he broke his leg and he missed out on the premiership in 2016. Yep. So if they do pull off another miracle, I hope Mitch Wallace wins the Norm Smith medal.
That leg break story is that one where Beveridge was like, you can hear him screaming in the rooms.
Yeah. Like, all right, Bevo. Tone it down a bit, mate. It's just all me. It's always got to be an inspiring story. Fuck up. Players are doing the job for you, mate.
There is two big issues for Western Bulldogs, which is that both Norton and Wallace came off the ground.
Yep.
During this game. But
if they both don't play, without them, I'm backing St Kilda.
Yeah, me too. But I probably was going to back St Kilda anyway. I just believe in the power of the rat.
That's true.
So they're waiting for scan results for Norton. If it's minor, he'll be right. But if...
Oh, Joel, sorry. I don't care enough about these injuries to let you finish that sentence because there's only one injury that I care about and one miraculous recovery that I care about here at How Good's Footy. And that is Harris Andrews will be ready to go for the first week of the finals.
He's come back from the dead.
I love him.
Huge.
Yeah. I'm excited. I can't even contain it, boys. I haven't been this excited about footy all year. I can't wait for this game. I'm sick of this 1 week off bullshit. Get to it.
Although I think he needs the 1 week off to make sure his cherry are up. So you need this 1 week.
It's just the week. Oh, I don't know. Yeah, actually, no, you're right. But my resting heart rate for this entire week is just going to be off the fucking chain.
160.
I'm sweaty and it's what, Tuesday? Like,
yeah. So that brings us into the last game of the home and away season.
Yeah.
Port Adelaide took on Collingwood. If Collingwood had won, it would have caused some absolute chaos in the top eight. They didn't, which is good for footy.
They've got to go to Perth. Suck shit.
Yeah, if I was Collingwood, I'd be shitting my pants about having to fly to Perth and then fly straight back to Victoria almost immediately. That's a lot of flying.
Yeah, well, they've got to fly this week to Perth because they've got to do a 7-day quarantine as well. So it's not good for them across the board. Mm. They'd be pretty flat, considering they look like they were in it too for large portions of it. And Port just put the foot down when they needed to. It was like, you know, when you just like, just light taps. You're playing Mario Kart. You don't need to hit. You don't need to accelerate the whole way through. Just like cruising. You're on the 50cc cup. They don't have to go too hard.
Fuck Collingwood. Fuck their shitty forward line. Fuck them.
Sure.
They're not going to get anywhere. I'd be shocked if they get through the first week.
I don't think they will.
Back to jail.
Yeah. Well, it'd be good just to see a flag favourite bomb out in the first round of finals. That would make me happy. Imagine West Coast do the reverse to what a Western Bulldogs did to them, and they just come out and beat Collingwood by like 60 points.
Oh, they did already this year.
They've already absolutely annihilated them.
I remember.
Hope they do it again, but double it.
Oh, 120 points.
Hope Liam Ryan kicks 10 goals.
Hope Nick Nat kicks 20.
And I hope that Jordan DeGoey gets hit by a car somehow whilst on the ground.
Yeah, that'd be good. That'd
by a stretcher. Good. A stretcher vehicle.
I'm pretty impressed, Joel, that you're going to be able to get your car to Perth, actually. That's the...
I got time.
I don't feel bad about saying this. I hope he does his ACL and then they put him on the stretcher car and then he falls off the stretcher car and they accidentally run over him. That would be good.
Sean, I've got a message that I need to read to you while we're on the Port Adelaide game.
Yeah.
So my brother just doesn't understand. He wanted, you know, doesn't understand how you can still hate Kenny Hinkley when he's managed to do something incredible, like keep his team on top of the ladder from round one to round 18.
Okay.
Yep.
And he did listen the other week when you kind of talked your way into giving him Coach of the Year and talked your way out of it again.
Yeah, he doesn't deserve it.
So he thinks, and I said, well, look, you've got to understand, Jacob, that Kenny's the original TC. He's the OG TC. And he just said, okay, well, you need to send this to Sean. If you want to know about OG TCs, dwarves and elves felt that the other race was full of OG TCs from the dawn of time. The elf king turned his back on the dwarves. But in the end, the two races put their past differences aside and became best friends in Legolas and Gimli. And I quote, never thought I'd die by the side of an elf. How about a friend? Kenny and Vossi are the perfect representation of the dwarf and the elf being friends. Sean, we can become friends with Ken due to our common enemy in me and Richmond. Basically, it's okay to backtrack even when you think someone is an OGTC, much like Gimli and Legolas.
Oh, that's good. You know what, Jacob? I think I hate Lord of the Rings now. Fuck Ken Hinkley. Fuck Port Adelaide. And I can't wait to watch you go out in straight sets.
Who do you think is the TC there? Bang. Legolas or Gimli?
Oh, Legolas.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We're not going to do profit calls this week, so I assume we'll just do that next week because we've got a week
off. We're gonna need stuff in the week off. So we'll save that for next week.
So I guess, Joel, have we got any emails?
We've got a couple. So I don't know if you... Well, listeners, if you remember, we got an email from the one, the only Jacob Reed, who let us in on a little secret that one of our listeners, Zach, is a Hall of Famer piece of shit. So we got a couple of emails about that. So we got an email from Baz, you know, the one that's in footy jail.
No, we're not going to read that.
He's
banned.
Sean, I'll just summarize. So the subject is
Sean is limit. Just so everyone, now again, this is an audio medium, so you cannot see the look of fury and disgust on Sean's face right now. But just imagine, you know when Robbo gets paid a free kick against him? Yeah, that's the face.
Baz basically goes on to say that he understands that he is a villain of this podcast and he needs to change his TC behavior, but he is disgusted by Zach's behavior and he hopes that it hurts that a TC of a team is even angry at other TC for TCing even harder than Baz did. It's a long-winded thing, but basically, Zach, you've even upset Baz and we hate Baz, so that's bad.
I don't know about you boys, but that reeks of Baz being like, oh, if I agree with them on this, maybe they'll forgive me.
Yeah, shut up, Baz. No, have a backbone, mate.
Just sit there quietly in your prison cell.
If you're going to be a villain, destroy the world.
Yeah. Be the villain, mate.
This one's from Matt. Subject, Zach probably leaves at halftime.
Oh.
Now, before I get started, It takes a lot to make me this angry enough to email, but fuck the cunt. I'm gonna have to put some context here. I'm a 24-year member of Richmond. Some would call that child abuse, and well, they aren't wrong. My dad always taught us, never leave a game of footy, AFL or local, before the final siren. It shows to everyone else there that you are passionate and truly love the team you support, even through the tough times, and the people at the ground tend to respect that. Apart from those Collingwood cunts. Zach is that type of person, always wanting to be part of the shout, but is never around when it's their round.
Oh.
Always seems to be in the punters club, but never actually contributes. Who invited this guy? You know, that sort of guy. I hope your pies are always cold and your beers are always warm, Zach. It's still more than you deserve. P.S. By the way, Tom, I was shitting myself, and if we meet you in the finals, I will be forever terrified of Geelong at full to near full strength. Thank you for always being there for when I need a pick-me-up, boys. Matt. So, here's a Richmond supporter scared of Geelong. And, Tom, you're a Geelong supporter scared of Richmond, so that's big.
Probably best friends.
Legolas and Gimli.
That's it. Fine. Right here.
Without the Ken Hinckley. Beautiful.
Yeah, that is beautiful. Next email, and this is unrelated to Zach, so we've cleared out the Zach emails for now. Zach, if you're listening, cop that, mate. If you're not listening, actually, also, if you are listening, why didn't you reach out? Defend yourself, Zach. Nah, what the fuck?
He's not gonna.
Yeah, why would he? He's probably left.
He's emailed before,
the podcast didn't go his way.
Hasn't he?
Unsubscribe.
He has emailed before having a crack at my brother.
So he's become a coward.
Yeah. And now for our last email. So this one is from Jake. Subject is Geelong and the handsomest man. Hey, Tom. I've just tuned into the Geelong and Swans game. Because I'm hoping they make the top four. I believe you boys can win this, but the main topic I've noticed, Chris Scott is looking like a silver fox.
Right?
The perfect combination of greyish brown beard with the windswept hair combo seems to be perfect, plus that Brisbane sun. If there's a reason for the Cats to win the flag, it's because your coach wants to show off his good looks to the world. Cheers, footy profs. Enjoy roasts. Jake.
I think Chris Scott might be the hottest coach to ever coach a football team. Ooh. And people who are like, why has he gone the beard? Who's told him to go the beard? And it's like his wife. And it's like, yeah, no fucking wonder.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, mate. She gets to come home to that every day. That's the best.
He's definitely the hottest current coach.
Who would be hotter than him in the history of, come on, Sean.
Maybe no one.
That's what I mean.
Michael Voss.
No, Voss is not a good looking man. Nah. Voss is a
hey,
great
Hey. You take that back.
Sean.
All right. Maybe he's not as good looking as Chris Scott, but you watch yourself, all right?
So, yeah. Therefore, Jesus. Chris Scott is the best looking coach we've ever had.
All right. I'll give
Despite all of the terrible things I have said about him, Truck is a very handsome man as well.
No, he's not.
Truck is handsome as hell.
Nah, he's got a big block head.
He's nowhere near as handsome as Chris Scott, mate.
Chris Scott is very handsome now, but I reckon if Chris Scott loses his beard, Truck is definitely one of the more handsome coaches.
No, he's not.
Chris Scott's like the hottest Scott brother, too.
Looks like a piece of Lego.
Email in. Ben Rotten is handsome. I'm not
no,
losing
no,
my mind.
No,
but he's not.
Email in. Who's hotter than Chris Scott? No one.
No one. If you can objectively find me someone hotter than Chris Scott, I will look it up. And they've got. I'm talking a coach. I'm talking a coach. I'm not talking a player. And I'm not talking about Chris Scott in his playing days. This is 2020 Chris Scott.
Well, and I won't accept Brad Scott with a beard either, because that's just
And no. Brad doesn't look as good as Chris. Never
yeah, Brad's
has.
Ugly. Yeah. He's fucking ugly. Ugly. They might be twins, but he's ugly.
Yeah. There's always a hotter twin. That's how it works.
Damn straight. God, the beard is so powerful.
If we win the premiership, it's purely on how good he looks.
Yep.
He's also a lot calmer this year, I've found. Like, he walks out and he's like, you know, this is just what it is. Here we go.
Yep.
Before we wrap it up completely, though, we do have a big announcement. Obviously, with the end of the home and away season, the footy tipping competition has also come to an end. We do not tip into the finals. You still can. The app lets you do that. But there's no prize or bragging rights or anything like that. So the winner of the How Good McDonald Tipping footy competition for 2020 is the amazing Bagman by 1 point.
That's big. Clear winner.
112. Huge. Now, Sean, I want to give an honourable shout-out here to Nadia T. Do you know why?
Tom, I know why, and I wanted to do this as well.
Go for it, mate.
Huge respect, because coming into the final game, I think she was down by one. Is that correct?
Yep.
That is
down by one. She had a better margin, though, so her only choice was to pick a huge upset and back Collingwood to win. And she did just that. I think she was the only one in the top five who had the courage to have a crack and try and win rather than hold position. Unless, of course, she breaks with Collingwood, in which case I rescind everything I just said. But I don't think she does. She seems like a good person. And frankly, sorry, Bagman, I wish Nadia had won, because that took courage.
That did.
Also, another shout out, a big shout out to a big fucking legend who stormed into the top 10 and finished 8th. That's me.
Fuck.
Jesus.
Fucking
Connor
hell.
Connor with... So, not only did you storm into the top 10.
Yeah.
You got tipped perfectly this round.
First time ever.
First time this year.
Boys, and on top of that, point. For the actual round, I came first for the round out of our whole league as well.
Oh,
just had a big round.
Hell.
Big finish.
Huge.
Yeah.
I faded almost as hard as Essendon. I finished 17th. And Tom, I can't even find you, so presumably you finished like 80th.
84th. Boys, remember that brief window when I was on the... I was kissing the toes of the top 20?
Oh. Yeah, Tom, you and I were on the same score at one point.
Yeah.
My goal for the year was to finish in the top 20, and I finished in the top 10 like a fucking legend.
Beat me by 4-3.
Yep. Man, I'm not going to say what I did, because I don't want to give people advice, but I did tweak my strategy at a certain point in the season and just fucking skyrocketed. So look out next year. That's what I'll say.
That's a big call.
Yeah. I want to give a shout out also to Sam Crombie from the Footy Tipping, who finished fifth with 110, which is two off the win.
Yeah.
But he tipped 6 correct winners in a round that was pretty easy to tip. So yeah. Sam has gone absolutely fucking chaotic in the last round and could have easily won this if he just tipped sensibly.
Yeah.
But he didn't, and that's good.
No, I like that he went chaos, because he didn't want to just win, boys. He wanted to win by 5.
No, Tom, that's how you tip. Sam should have tipped conservatively and gone for the teams that will win, and then done what I did and backed a Hawthorn. Pick a Smokey. He just went fucking wild. Yeah. He was throwing darts at the board.
Yeah,
Sam,
he went Smokey. Every team was a Smokey for him.
Yeah, that was just bloody wild. I don't know what the prize is. I don't know if we ever talked about that. But Bagman, email the show. Get in touch with us.
Yeah, Bagman, please email us the show.
Yeah.
And yeah, we'll get in contact and we'll send you something.
Just a reminder, Bagman, that email address is howgoodsfooty@gmail.com. Or you can find us on Twitter, everybody else, to let us know what you think of Sean's incredible tipping feats in 2020. You can find us on Twitter at howgoodsfooty, or individually, I'm at awkwardtreed.
I'm at Carney from 55.
And I'm at douche13. Send us emails about who is the most handsome coach throughout footy history. Bagman, email us for a prize. Everyone else, just email us to let us know how rowdy you are. If you've got any kind words for me, because my team is in absolute shambles, I appreciate it. Looking forward to a bye week next week. We can just go through all the news stuff. It'll be hectic.
Man, boys, I can't wait for a How Good's Footy Grand Final.
Oh,
fucking hell.
I'm going to die.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.